It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Packing for a trip has changed since September 11th. Banished from carry-on luggage now are all the handy little items like Swiss Army knives, sewing kits, and nail clippers. If you forget to leave them at home, chances are you'll be leaving them at the security checkpoint. In the past 3 months, airports around the country have confiscated thousands of pounds of the offending items, which raises the question, what happens to all that stuff? NPR's Greg Allen has been finding out.
Most seasoned travelers have stories like John Dagelman. When security guards said they'd have to take his nail clippers, he agreed.
I said to the person at the checkpoint, go ahead and take it and throw it in the garbage. They break off the file. And then you go into the gift store and there's a pair of nail clippers hanging on the wall there.
That was early on. By now, most airport newsstands and gift shops have stopped carrying items like manicure kits and pocket knives. But travelers have been slower to get the message. At airports like Miami International, security personnel are still collecting more than 100 pounds of contraband every day. Their procedure is similar to many other airports. They hold confiscated items in locked receptacles at the security checkpoints. Then, a few times a week, the contraband is collected by either maintenance workers or law enforcement officials, sometimes both. Mark Henderson, who works for Miami International Airport, says while most of the items confiscated are what you'd expect, pocket knives, scissors, and the like, they get an occasional surprise.
Police officers showed us what appeared to be an innocent-looking cane, a gentleman that had this cane, and when he did a little twist to the handle portion and pulled back, lo and behold, revealed a very sharp, long knife.
Eventually, all the stuff picked up in Miami and at many other airports ends up in a landfill. But some airports have opted to hold on to what they've confiscated. At San Francisco International Airport, Ron Wilson says they have more than 1,700 pounds of stainless steel pointy items that they're holding in big containers. But holding for what?
Well, we really haven't got an answer for that. We even thought about melting this down and in an effort to destroy it all, and you just don't melt stainless steel, I understand, is what they tell me. We had suggestions of making a sculpture out of it in memory of the 9/11 terrorist situation, or some kind of a mosaic, or donating these items to charitable organizations, and then it came trying to clean these items and make them sterile would be a problem. So nothing has really worked or been acceptable to anyone that we've contacted, so consequently we have all our stuff in 55-gallon drums and just hanging on to it.
Airlines say they're making an effort to help travelers hold on to keepsakes or valuable items that don't make it through security. But that means going through security a second time, something you might do for a golf club, but certainly not for a $1.39 set of nail clippers. Some travelers say having inexpensive items like personal grooming products confiscated by airport security is actually reassuring. It reminds them that everyone is subject to heightened scrutiny, certainly a good thing post-September 11th. And it's also good for at least one company's business. W.E. Bassett, which makes nail clippers and files, reports its sales are up by 20%. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.